just in terms of emotion, that you know, the film obviously there's a scene toward the end where the toys are basically facing their demise, right? They're at the dump, the city dump, and they've been double-crossed by Lotso, and they've fallen into the incinerator, right?
This is it.
And I wanted the toys to be facing their end. And when you have a movie where toys are alive, that's a weird question. Like, what does it mean to no longer live when you're talking about a little toy that's alive?
Right.
And that is theoretically immortal. But I thought, well, if they're about to get burned in an incinerator, that's kind of the end. I mean, it's really not like
the end. I would say, but I'm not going to for you.
So we engineered a situation where they were in that situation.
Right.
Or we have that scenario of them heading into an
incinerator. The big
action. Right.
Scene.
And, you know, we could have dealt with that, I suppose, any number of ways. We could have had the characters cracking jokes and being silly and screaming. And I just didn't want to go there at all. This sounds kind of grim to talk about it, but it's the truth of what was going on in my head as we were fashioning that scene. I always imagined if I was on an airplane that was going down and I had my family with me, what would I do? Would we all be screaming? Would we be panicking? I don't think so. I think that I would take the hands of my family, I would hold them close, and we would just face this inevitability, right? And so that is what I, to the story artist, I wanted the toys to be facing the situation with a quiet dignity. And I think that's what throws people off and catches them off guard when you watch the film, because they're not expecting that situation to feel so real and to be so powerful because they're watching a cartoon. There's like this crazy mashup in their head of what they're watching and what they're feeling. And it's the fact that we took the scene so seriously and tried to play it out in such a powerful way that then I think opens the floodgates for the later scenes in the film and allows people to open up and really feel, you know, some pure.